the moon is bringing, igniting the moral revolution in the mind. Europe, Japan. Without it, the world shall be reduced down to animal level and demise. And Reverend Moon and the Unification Church have a solution to communism. Communists never find yet the reason for defense until they met Reverend Moon. Now they have to be defensive. Reverend Moon turned out to be a only solution to communism. So I said, if this is the truth, Mr. Minister, you have been a disciple of Jesus, you have been, you know, reading the Bible, you have been preaching the Bible, but aren't you waiting for one day that God will send the Messiah and having the kingdom of God here on earth realized? Don't you see that it becomes reality in the Unification Church? If recognize all these things are true, then Reverend Moon is the one God sent. Reverend Moon is the one, the hope of the world's wealth. There's no other hope. I made a very, very, you know, all out, without reservation. I made my witness to the ministry. And they really listened. And they really moved and inspired. So, my dear brothers and sisters, don't worry about that you are not the college graduate. Don't worry about that you are not the PhD. Don't worry about that you are not a great speaker. Don't worry about that you don't have too much education experiences. I don't to worry about that. I want to do this. You speak our conviction. Conviction. PhD would not have conviction. They'll respect you. You can bring the PhD spiritual children, even though you are not PhD. Why? Because all the world of PhD learned everything in school, skepticism. But what you have is solution. What you have is conviction. And there is no greater power under the sun than the conviction of yours. Don't. I want you to know, we all are heavenly PhDs. Because we have divine principle, because we met God. Don't you think so?
Yes!
That's a real PhD. The world PhD, that's a world worth skeptical. Aren't they?
Yes.
We are real, positive folk, godless folk, God-given crown PhD. Because we know the divine principle. We learn the divine principle. We become the divine principle. Because we serve Father. Because we have true parents. I want you to know, name true parents. Precious of all, greatest of all blessings. So this is my farewell speech. And I'm accompanying Father and leading for Far East. And I have a lot of exciting report to make to Japan and Korea. And I tell you, I have never had such a great joy of accompanying Father this particular trip. Because wherever Father goes, that was Japan, that was Korea. Even Father doesn't make any political speech. But I will see, I will have a great joy to see everybody. Oh, newspapers and politicians and government officials and even immigration officers. Oh, Reverend Moon. Oh, everybody. I will see in Korea, I know my countrymen, 35 million people. Reverend Moon, thank you. I know they will extend their heartfelt rescue. One day, you know, a long time ago, in the 1960s, 1965, Korean people, the worst thing. They're real rascals. You know, Korean people make a bad statement, don't you know that? They are very bad. Look at the Kim Il-sung, the worst communism. But when Korean people's heart melted, they have great defenders of justice. These people who come to against Father, 1978, after 18 years later, Father returning home, homecoming, there will be a hero's welcome. And I'll see. Oh, I just couldn't wait. I wish I could leave today. You don't like that, do you? Because I'm going to take Father away. But I'm going to see that day. I know Japan will take fear of the father, pay respect to the father, and the Japanese communist, which is worse, oh, they don't like father at all, and they will take a tremble. But what a joy to see that happen. Father's homecoming is the 1978 homecoming, is the best of all homecomings. Because after 1976, Washington Monument victory, that was a spiritual victory, that was an internal victory, that was the 6,000-year-old biblical victory. Now this battle over the United States government, United States Congress, this is physical victory. Everybody can see. 1976, everybody could not see. But this time, everybody saw. Yesterday, one of our ambassadors came from the northern part of Europe. He came to greet Father. Korean ambassador came to pay respect to Father. And he said, even though the younger, embassy officials and a little diplomat, they said, oh, Reverend Moon, he saved the country. He saved the country. He saved the faith. We all, Korean people, are deeply indebted to him. They're talking among themselves. You see, when I first, Frazier, battle began with me, I tell you, honestly, I was very helpless. You know, I was not too good Mooney at that time, practically. I mean, I saw now, I was weak. I was pretty good, you know, in divine wisdom and everything, but still lacked the power. The Father said, Bohi, don't worry. You trust God? Yes. You believe the name of Christ, true time? Yes. Father, that's how you do. All right. Fear! Charge forward! Attack! You know, in Korea, the old saying, tall man is not too strong in what they call the gut. And big eyes, and the father has small eyes. No, you look at father, very small eyes. When father laughs, practically father's eyes gone. You don't see father's eyes. But I have big eyes, you know. When I was a child, I had even big eyes. And a big eyed person is very always, you know, very take a great deal, big fear. So I was not a too good material for number one good Mooney. But you know, in Korea there's another old saying. On the great general, there's no weak soul. Isn't that true? I'm the great general, there is no weak soldier. No matter what, no matter how poor material you might be, there's no such a thing as weak soldier. And this poor material, Father made a new man. He's like a dough, you know, he just, you know, make it molded in a new person, and put the new spirit in, and put the new eyeball in, do the new, you know, the shining sight. He made a new man. And made a pretty good morning. So, I want to know, on the great general of our father, leadership of our true parents, there will be no weak soldier. We all are champions. Not because you are great, not because I am great, but because our general is great. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you, my dear brothers and sisters. Let's praise the name of our true parents. Once again, a great big applause. Thank you, Father.
The principal and I, divine principal and I, is the topic this morning.
여러분이 아다시피 타락이 없으려면 오늘날 이와 같은 세계가 이루어지지 않을 것이고 여러분이 복귀의 길, 다시 구원의 필요성을 느끼지 않을 것이다 하는 것은 당연한 결론이다.
As you all know, if the fall didn't take place early in the human history and especially the human history, then the restoration would never have been necessary, or the saving, the being saved, would have never been necessary.
종교니 혹은 구세주니 이런 말도 결국은 타락 때문이다.
So, the religion, the savior, these concepts only results from the fall.
자, 그러면 타락한 인간으로 태어난 우리 어느 누구를 물러나고 이 땅에 사는 모든 사람은 이 길을 안 갈 수 없다. 필연적인 길이 되겠다.
So as a result of a fall, all man living, regardless what he is and when he is born, must eventually go through this one standard way of to going back.
그러면 애가 없든가, 혹은 영국 사람이니 미국 사람이니 선진 국가니 후진 국가니 혹은 백인이니 흑인 막론하고 애가 없는 거야.
And here there's absolutely no exception. If it is an advanced country, if it is people in a backward country, if it is this one color of nation, the other color of the race, all must go through the same way.
자, 그렇기 때문에 이러한 문제를 타락권이라는 이 문제는 우리 개인뿐만이 아니라 역사를 두고 수많은 인류와 세계가 이것을 해결해야 할 문제다.
So the place where every mankind is, that is the realm of fall, the area of a fall, the situation of a fall, this one, regardless in what age of the history, everyone following the same the standard route to going back.
자, 그럼 타락함으로 말미암아 결과가 어떻게 되는 얘기야? 천사세계까지 하나님의 보좌 밑까지 모든 것이 타락권이 되고.
And this realm of fall, how widely it occupies, is that up until the gods, right under the foot of the God's throne, it's just filled with everything that has to do with the fall. It's just filled.
여기 파밍 뭐냐 박킹강 팰레스가 있고 여왕이 있으면 엘리사벳 여왕 영왕을 중심 삼고 보더라도 그 궁전은 물론이요 거기에 모시는 신하들까지 전부 다 타락권 내 떨어지게 됐다 그 말.
That is the same as for instance here in England. If we take the England for example, then the Buckingham Palace there's the palace of the king and queen there. And up until the rim of that the palace and everywhere around the palace, even within the palace, the servants there, the people working there, they're completely filled with everything that has to do with the fall.
타락의 침을 받기에는 아는 그런 것 다 한 번 하나님밖에 바란다.
There's only one being in the entire universe which is free from fall, which is independent from fall, which has nothing to do with the fall, and he is just God himself.
자, 하나님이 어디 가더라도 하나님을 중상고 사탄은 언제 따라다니고 주인을 중심하여가지고 어디 가더라도 따라가지
So whenever God goes and everyone around him, even Satan, will have to follow God, and everyone will follow God.
그러면 본래의 원리, 여러 원리와 다른데 원래의 원리적 기준으로 보면 하나님은 어디 계셔야 되느냐?
Then, that is the way the things are now. But what about the original state, original way what it was supposed to be, the principle? And I is the topic of this morning's father's talk. Then, where would God be originally?
어디셔야
Where would He be? Where should He be now? Should he be up in the country of heaven, or the kingdom of heaven? Has he have to be, or does he have to live down on with the human beings on earth?
On earth, on earth, 어디냐? On earth, 어디냐?
Then where exactly on earth?
Hmm? 전혀 타락하지 않았으면 우리 인류 시장의 첫 번 시조, 엔 시조의 그 마음속에 있어요. 마음속 깊은 가운데 있어야 돼요.
Well, where God dwells by principle is that He would live, He would be now to the deepest the place in the mind of the original human ancestors. The original human ancestors who didn't fall, if they didn't fall, and God would have dwelled and would now be dwelling in the deepest part of his heart, their heart.
그러면 하나님이 생활을 한다. 생활에는 혼자를 하는 거 아니라 상대적 관계와 되는 면으로 나가 사는데 하나님이 생활을 어디서부터 시작되느냐 하는 문제로.
Well, then the God starts living. He God lives just as we live. Then the where, the how would he start his own living? How would he start his family life or daily life?
그게 하나님 나라 사는 것이 아니라 우리 인류의 본래 시조되는 참부모 되시는 그분의 마음속을 중심 삼고 그분과 더불어 같이 살게 되면 거기서부터 하나님의 생활이 됐습니다.
It is not just to the kingdom of heaven aloft or the detached from everything else. It is not that, but he would come right into the deepest part of the hearts of the original human ancestry, or the human ancestry where he was supposed to be, where they were supposed to be, who didn't fall, and start life just as we start our life.
Mm-hmm. 오늘날 이 종교를 믿는 사람들이 하나님은 따로 있고 다 인간을 따로 있는 생각하지만 원래의 하나님을 계실 것이는 우리 인간 마음속이었다 하는 걸 아니었나요?
Now there are people, there are learned people, there are philosophers, there are professors, there are all kinds of people who think, but they just didn't know. They think the God should be somewhere very high and somewhat different from us. Even if they have some idea, that's the idea they had. And they never knew, they don't even know now, that where God is supposed to live is right at the deep part of the heart of every man who is living on earth, who is free from going over and free from the fall. So the God should live in you, in they, in I, and in everyone of man, and in their mind, that's where God is supposed to live, be living now. So if there is an individual, his body and you know, his everything and his mind is the deepest part of a man's mind, this is where God dwells and this is where God should be. Do you know that you have mind?
Yes.
Have you seen your mind?
No.
If someone asks you the question, was mind round, or was mind square, or was mind soft, or hard? Is mind cold, or is mind hot like sun, and what is it like? Actually, we have only the vague idea. We know them, nevertheless, the mind exists. Mind exists just as if, just like I exist.
자, 그럼 마음속에 하나님이가 있다면 그 큰 우주를 지배하는 그런 하나님이 아주 조그만 마음속에 들어가 있네.
Then you might say, well, God, who is the ruler of the universe, he is the universe himself. Then how can he dwell in a small corner of your mind, you might say. Is your mind big or small? Well, if you call that small, that's a very small thing. It's an infinitesimal, very small, minute. But if you call it big, then your imagination is a limit. Mm-hmm. It's very big, and in fact, it's so big you cannot describe how big it is.
하나님도 들어가서 그 마음속에 들어가서 살면 하나님 얼마나 숨맥혀요. 하나님도 그 큰 마음 가운데 들어가면 하나님도 작되는 거야.
If God comes in to dwell one of our that large mind, that huge, that immense mind, to compare with the immensity of the mind, even God feels he's very small. Even God feels that he's small compared to the man's mind. So, if you decide your mind be big, it can be that big. It can be that. Well, does everyone have desire in their mind, or hope in their mind, and greed in their mind even? You know, they want to have something. They want to have something.
그 마음을 갖기를 싶어도 얼마나 큰 것을 갖고 싶어.
If that mind, the mind would like to possess something, you know, would like to own something, then how big a thing does he like to own?
마음이 이 세계를 나가졌다 해서 아, 내 마음에 꽉 찼다 그럴 것 같아?
Do you think you have got everything, practically everything, and all you want? And you say, oh, my mind is full. I don't want any more. Do you think you will ever feel that? Then you just gain and gain, still your mind will never be full.
그게 어디서부터? 우리 마음이 그 어디서부터 우리 그런 마음을 갖게 되느냐 하면 그 유래가 어디냐 하면 하나님을 우리 속에 집어넣을 수 있는 본래의 역사적인 유래가 있기 때문에 하나님보다 더 큰 것을 원한다.
Then we think, why the man's mind? Why is my mind like that? Then you think, oh, that's because my mind was originally built to accommodate God in there. So this is why our mind wants bigger and bigger ones, and even if we own bigger ones, still not full of it, because God is supposed to fill my mind, which is not now, but originally. So therefore, we can even understand through that way. So, are your minds that big now?
이게 큰 마음을 가진 사람이 이게 무엇을 팔아야 되나 무엇을 팔아야 되나 그래.
Now you, the every one of you, or the every one of the us too, or the owner of that big, big mind, what are they now eager? To what amount of money, or to what amount of reward are they coveting to be sold at? So they chase, they go around here, they go around here chasing some desires, which actually means very little things, but still men's minds are doing that now.
Hmm?
Sometimes the man is so hard up with the money, and he does everything for the sake of money, which is apparently nothing, but they still do that. And sometimes there is knowledge such as a university, so they want to go there and study and elevate themselves in a high position, and they devote the whole life. Sometimes people do that. Some people do that. Sometimes the power, so they go political way and they get elections. They want to be elected as the congressman, president, and things like that. But originally, man's value is not at that level. They may think it is high, but it is nothing compared to what he's supposed to have or supposed to be. So, what are men now? What are their mind enticed by? What are they be the lured by? Eh? What is their desire to follow?
하나님한테 끌려갔다 하는 건 하나님한테 갔다 하는 마음이다. 하나님한테 갔다 하는 것이 인간의 최고의 욕망이다.
So, we have many inclinations. We want to do this and we want to do that. Even the meaningless things, our mind wants to do. But what originally mind to be drawn by, it wasn't supposed to be drawn by small things, but it was supposed to be drawn by God's mind or the God Himself.
자, 그럼 하나님의 무엇에 내가 가고 싶어요?
Then exactly which part of God am I or do I want to go? Is my mind drawn to go?
자, 하나님이 일하는데 하나님을 위해서 일하는데 가고 싶으냐? 하나님이 사는데 그걸 가고 싶으냐? 어디 가고 싶으니?
God is working, so my mind is drawn to His working, or God is going somewhere, so is my mind drawn to Him, to God, who is going somewhere, or just where?
그러니까,
then just what is my mind drawn? In what
하나님,
part of God?
하나님의 사랑 가운데 가다니. 사랑 가운데 가다니.
And it seems obvious that our mind would like to be drawn to the God's love. The love of God, our mind is always drawn to.
인간이 제일 가고 싶은 것이 뭐냐? 하나님을 찾아가는 거요. 그다음 하나님을 모를 것이냐? 하나님의 사랑 가운데 들어가는 것이다.
So, the man's mind, where are they perpetually going, want to go to? Is to go right to God. And exactly where in God is in God's mind and God's love.
그런 적 같지?
And if that was true, then that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
사랑이 보이는 거예요, 사랑.
Then, like mind, can you see love? What is love anyway?
사랑이 보여 안 보여?
Can you see love, or can love be seen, or can't it be seen?
사랑은 행동, 현상은 볼 수 있지만 사랑 내는 건 보는 거야. 안 보인다.
Result of love or manifestation of love we can see, of course, with our eyes. We saw the people are in love by the expressions and things. But the love itself, of course, we cannot see. Then what is love itself? It is some force, some energy or some power which although we cannot see, it is always at work in a very strong way. Two are drawn together. That's love.
사랑이 그럼 사랑이 여기서 속에서도 나오는 거야. 상대 속에서도 나오는 거야.
Does the love then well out of our mind, or is it coming from the opposite side toward me?
어느 거야? 어느 거야?
Which side would that be? Which side would God, would love come from? Within yourself or within other people towards me? Which?
사랑이 들어오는 거야? 내가 서 있어서 나가는 거야? 어떻게?
Is love coming in or is love going out? In other words.
그 맞다. Both는 맞다. Both.
The both is right. You are just right.
아니, 남자가 사랑을 지글지글지글 끝에라도 사랑할 수는 사랑을 쓰고 만나야.
No matter how strong love wells out of you, you know, it's just a burning with, let's say, like sun is burning himself, burning with love, unless he has an object to give and receive from, the love cannot be exercised.
자, 사랑이 불타는데, 아이고, 이거 뭐, 이상하지 뭐, 사랑하다.
Well, there's a full of love in myself, and then there's a chair, and we rock the chair, and the love just does not take its place and shape.
상대가 있어, 상대가 있어.
We must have an objective, the object.
자, 그래. 자, 그렇게 볼 때, 그러면, 하나님이 그런 말이에요. 사람 마음 가운데 있으면 하나님이 뒷자리가 쏙 들어갈 수 있어요. 왜? 왜 그 가만 놔뒀어요? 언제 들어가야 되는데 하나님 들어가야 되는데 하나님이 사람 가운데 인간이 들어가야 되는 말이야. 타락이니 뭐지? 있을 게 뭐예요?
If God created the man that way, when he created the universe in man, and then if the man's the mind are that way, then why didn't he just jump right in and lived in there?
Huh?
Why didn't God do that? Why and then once he did, then there would no fall been possible. In other words, the mankind would never had a chance to fall. Then why didn't God do that? The moment he created the man and his mind, and if he's supposed to live in there, why didn't he live in the first place? This is a very natural question. In the last blessing, 118 couples blessing, as an Englishman who were married to a other national, raise your hands. The English married to non-English.
Exactly. 자, 이스라엘이 지금 저 한국 리트렌즈에서 학교에 있으니까 있는데 너희 마음이 지금 뭐 어디로 가느냐 어디로 가느냐 미국을 거쳐가지고 한국에 가가지고 한국 거쳐가지고 리트렌즈에서 갔더니 아니 여기서 뭐 저 이스라엘 어디 마음
Well, here is his wife is an Adrian in the former Adrian Dallas. Then his mind, does his mind follow through America where she come from and then go back to Korea where she is now working? As to specifically is working at the Little Angel School. She's a teacher in the dancing in the Little Angel School. Does his mind go there, follow all the way up there and want to rest around there, want to stay there all the time? Or does his mind
doesn't travel anywhere, just sits right at the London and doesn't want to go anywhere. Which, what does you, does your mind want to do?
Travel.
Travel is travel. 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 Not travel, yeah? 사랑하는 사람이 여기 하나 있고 여기 있으면 이 가운데를 전부 다 연결시키는 노력을 하더라. 그건 그런 말이야.
Well, he said it's traveling, but it travels, but not travel, but it travels. But what does that mean? Here are two minds, and two minds are always at work to be drawn each other, to go to each other, to meet each other. And what he's saying is that his mind travels, that means his mind is drawn all the time to her, and her mind is also drawn to her, and want to meet each other.
자, 그러면, 저 애들이 한 말이야, 너 가만 보면 말이야, 애들이 한 말, 그 다음은 애들이 한 말도 들어도 좋고, 그 다음은 옷을 봐도 좋고, 신발 봐도 좋고, 뭐, 여기, 저 여자는 말은 뭐니까, 이거, 양말 큰 걸?
Well, so his mind is always drawn to her, to his the spouse, to his wife. Then, at the mere thought of her, they just think of Adrian. Oh, she. Then his entire mind is at her, you know, occupies his own mind. And then when he sees the shoes that he that she took off and that she stored in up in the second floor, you know, in the small attic there, he happens to go by there and see, oh, that's Adrian's shoes. Then he feels like meeting Adrian herself, you see. So when he see the picture, then he's immediately occupied, fully occupied by Adrian. And he sees the stocking here that she took off in his room, then it reminds of him. And the tights, you know, everything. Sometimes the little socks which she forgot to wash and is rather dirty. But even at that sight, it reminds of him, Adria. And every moment that he comes to near to her belongings, his mind is just jumping, you see.
너 아직까지 그러지 않으시나 뭐 그래 그러고 느껴?
Maybe this is too much for fathers to expect because you've been married only a few days. But what if you lived with her about 3 years and then everything that she left is in your room and you're all by yourself, then would it not remind of her or would it?
Remind of her.
She's only modest and say it reminds of me, but actually overwhelms him.
알겠어? 그래서 뭐 사랑은 끝에 전부 다 이런 것, 전부 다 그 관계에 있는 뭐 소소한 모든 것은 다 좋습니다. 그 사랑의 심장이야.
So everything that has to do with her makes him happy. That makes him full of love and expectation. That is the power of love. There's no exception. Just to want, just to see her and just to think about her, make him happy. That's love.
그렇게 볼 때, 그러면 너 뭐야? 너 이제 말 그만이야? 너 나자마자 그 여자를 대하고 그랬어?
Well, then
let's. 좋아, 나자마자 여자를 알아?
Then let father ask a question to the mic. Rather serious question. Were you that way ever since you were born? Very small? Drawn to a woman like that? Drawn to a girl?
No, not way, no.
언제부터 그래?
And he said, no, when he was born and small, he didn't feel that. Then exactly when, what point did you start feeling that?
사춘기.
By 5, 6, 7 years old and on up, there is something we call it puberty. We call that the change of the man's mind or the woman's mind from infant to the grown up. That's where everyone starts feeling that.
자, 너 나무가 나자마자 꽃이 나. 다 커가지고 꽃이 나.
Like a tree here. 1 year tree. Does it bloom the flower right away? Blossoms the first year? Or it has to grow many years, and then 5, 6 years, and then it starts blooming.
그렇지, 마찬가지라고.
Same way.
꽃이 피해 피하면 조화가 벌어져, 조화가. 엄기가 나고 뭐 이상하게 나온 거죠. 천천히 자그 다야.
And before a plant or before a tree must have a variety of everything, it first must have a flower. Once the flower blooms, then the smell, you know, the fragrance, the smell starts being emitted, and sight, the bees started coming in, and the people start adoring it, and then the pollen, then the fruit, and so forth.
자, 그래서 나타나는 것이야. 하나님과 하나님과 인간이 하나님이 말이야 본래 그 들어가고 있고 싶지만 말이지. 이게 인간이 뭐 사랑이 무엇인지 모른다고. 그러니까 할 수 없이 모든 천지인 니체가 그렇듯이 저기 인간은 만물의 중심으로 세워놓고 하나님 중심에 있는 것 말고 저 만물을 지어놓고 이렇게 뭐 끝에서 있었다.
So likewise, just like it, the man, the God created the man, but the man had not grown up there. So God is watching over the man from far place and see how it grows.
Hmm? Just 자, wait. 왜 남편 어때 어때? 크고 부대 남편 얻고 싶어? 깨끗하고 가난한 남편 얻고 싶어?
So here on this side, the people on this side. When you are married to your husband, then do you want a husband which is very rich and the very powerful and can do many things for you? Would you like to marry such a one, or would you like to marry just a small, you know, stingy, small one? And would you like to marry them?
Huh?
Which one?
큰 거. 그렇지?
You would like to marry the big, you know, the man of a big personality, the big capability, don't you?
왜 그래? 어떻게 그래?
Why do you want big instead of small?
Hmm? 내 말할 때 말이야. 말할 때 말이야. 나를 사랑한다. 직접 사랑한다. 이리 와. 말을 하면서 아이고 예, 형용사가 필요하고 예술이 필요하고 말이야 춤이 필요하고 이름에서 사랑한다 어디가 좋아?
Well, which one would you rather like then? Let's put it this way, let's just do you want your boyfriend or do you want your husband to be or husband say to you that he loves you? Just say I love you. Do you want him to say that, or he expresses the love in many different ways? To sing to you and sort of a dance to you, sort of a up to here to express something for you, to confess the love to you.
비둘기 같은 눈이 무엇 같은 입술이니 아름답고 뭐 어떻고 이러니까 아름답기 때문에 사랑한다 해야지. 아이고 사랑한다. 그거 좋아?
Or would you still like him to describe you in such a, you know, the many different ways, like do you have eyes of the doves, and you have the hair of the silvery strings, threads, and all that, all kinds of adjectives, all kinds of expression. Then he say, and I love you. Which would you like your husband say to you?
Who?
Just say I love you with no other beginning and no ending. Just to say in one conclusion. Of course, it is very simple that. You want the poetry there, you want the art there, you want you want everything, in fact, that goes around you there. And then when the mood is mature, you want him to say, I love you. Of course, this is much better. Isn't that right? Is that right, or is that not right? Why do you close your mouth and don't say? Because it's early in the morning, too early in the morning.
사랑 얘기는 밤에도 좋아하고 새벽에도 좋아하는 것이지 근데 이것들은 사랑 얘기도 아무 뭐 아침 뭐 새벽이고 뭐시고 난 이거보다 좋아할 텐데 그건 그냥 좋잖아.
Well, when you hear about love, actually, the one actually practically has to jumpy, no matter how hard he is, how hard she is feeling, you know, how tired she is. The moment there's a sound of love, then something must be moving around you.
If you're not, are you Buddha or something? Stone Buddha. Some are closing their eyes. Are they meditating deeply about love? So the someone who is meditating about the love, then remind her, come back to the reality and let's share love instead of meditating. Well, but once in a while you have to open your eyes, otherwise the eye will stay closed like that for the rest of your life. So love can be many things, but one thing is for sure, that it makes everybody happy, it makes everybody lively. In fact, that's what gives everybody the life itself. When a love goes and threads itself, just collect all itself in the string of love. You know, love is like a string, and everything that it strings around and make connections. And the moment it happens, then everything that comes into contact with the love becomes meaningful. The most valueless thing will become the moments, the very valuable ones. This is what love does. Do you follow? If all of you want your husband to be the big one and the powerful one and the brilliant one, what about God? Would God want the man to be just a small-minded, not so brilliant, not so powerful? Would God want that? Certainly not. Certainly God wanted him to be himself to be the bigger one, the bigger desire, the bigger expectation he had to man. So the one and the God, when they get together, then the whole entire universe will go around. So that kind of a big the open mind the God would have wanted it.
Isn't
that be true? Since it is God, even you want big, and God certainly would want the biggest imaginable the object. So if man were built, were created as the object of God, God being subject and the object of God, then he or she would be the center of the universe.